Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of
The Benchmark.
And this is an episode that I have been waiting for since we started this entire podcast. I don't know, and depending on how it goes, it might just become my favorite. These guests just might be my favorite guests on this episode, but we'll see. With us, we have two friends, brothers of ours, Teddy and Los. Say what's up to the people, man.
What's up, y'all? Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, sure, you've been wanting to come out here, so
yeah.
Now you're finally here. You said that you had stuff to get off your chest, so
episode 20 something, man. Hey, it's been way too long. It's been way too long, but I'm happy I'm here.
If you've been following the Benchwarmers, a lot of the times when we tell stories, we'll mention T or Los. And even on our Instagram and stuff, they feature a lot. But I think a lot of people don't know like how this came to be. They just don't understand it. Who wants to break this down, man?
It's either you or
T, break it down, man.
Y'all are low-key the pioneers.
Shoot, man.
How far back we going there? Is it?
A lot of people don't know.
a lot of people don't know that.
Like, when you guys came, you see, like, you guys were staying with family. Like, you guys were staying with Papa Simon. And, like, us, like, we wanted to teach Papa Simon 2-3 times a week. So, like, naturally, we were always together.
Whoa. But first interaction, when we walked in the house, like, yo, who are these?
it's always going to be that, though.
Like, it does, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, Colin, like, but then, like, as you guys started to get your footing here in Canada, and you guys got your own place, like, here, what I remember is our moms were close, bro. Like, our moms were close. Like, Mama was always talking about Mama Street, and Mama was always on the phone with her.
Yeah.
So then, like, that brought us together, OC, because, like, all of a sudden, now it's sleepovers.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, you guys are at our house, we're at your house. The first time we actually, like, I remember taking the bus across town to go to someone's house was to go to you guys' house. We did that with Mama, which was wild to me because I was like, damn, like, Mess took, like, 3-4 buses. Like,
it was a deep bus ride, OC.
Deep bus ride, bro. But then, yeah, man, like, we were, like, the first family that, like, you guys really, like, knew when you guys came, you see. That, at least that's how I seen it. And then came the separation, man. Separation.
Hold up. Before we get onto the separation, I still remember, I have this distinct, clear memory of the sleepovers. I love this story too much, man. Yeah. So we'd all be in the basement on the PS2 running like live or something. And I remember this one time we stayed up mad late. In retrospect, I don't even know what time exactly was.
I don't remember what we were talking about either,
but like we were just chopping it up late at night, laughing, being loud as we are to this day. And then Swish, the elder brother, bro, this guy just opened the door and just threw his shoes downstairs at us. He was like, I had to the family, believe it. Bro, it's one of my favorite memories of him, bro.
Yeah, man.
I absolutely love that one.
This one time, we had 9 people at your house. Us four, Kado, Tidi, Jeremy, and Paul, we went upstairs to your rooms, and then we started playing ball.
Oh, yeah.
The dunk contest.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
But that's one of those days, man.
Yeah.
I think I still have that net, too, man.
I remember that dunk contest, bro. Men's were sweaty.
Yeah. Wrapping up that Sosette.
The socks balled.
But yeah, man, then came the separation. I think it first started with us moving, right? No, before.
No, they moved.
You guys moved first.
Yeah, they moved first.
We moved first.
Yeah, that was gut wrenching, bro. Like, because I think we may have been blindsided by that one. Because I don't remember. I don't remember how it went down, and I don't remember knowing that it was about to happen.
One day, y'all just gone.
Even for us, it almost came out of nowhere. It was just like one summer we went to visit this new city. We come back, and at the end of that summer, like after church, you know, we go to the buffet with our family, and then Pops was like, "Okay, les enfants, listen, we got some news for y'all. We're moving." So then, all four of us at that time, we just looked at each other, really.
Okay.
What do you say? You know, you're 10, 12.
I was young.
It's like, yeah, you're mad young. So I don't even think Ben peeped anything.
I wasn't like at that time. Like I wasn't even in first grade yet.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Like, first grade yet.
So like but I remember looking at Rit and Paul. We were just kind of lost and confused. Then that's it. It was gone. Mm. Separation happened, bro.
I remember seeing Pops at different events, by on his ones or with even Tonton Antoine. It just didn't feel like. It didn't really feel normal, bro.
And you know what? So like we moved, and when Pop stayed, we came back. We would come back in the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like in the summers we would come back, but then we come back and we're like, "Yo, Kalo TD, where are they?" Like that first summer we came back, might have been either I think it was the winter break. That winter break we came back, because we would come back for Christmas and summer. We come back, we're like, "Yo, Kalo TD, so Toronto." We're like, oh gosh, bro. Like, and again, like you're 11, 12. Like, bro, what? Like, how? Like, what do you do? Mm-hmm. And at that time, social media wasn't even popping like that, really. So, other than like I'm calling on the phone, Vermont, there was no way of communication. Vermont,
out of sight, out of mind, bro.
It was MSN,
bro.
Facebook. Facebook was there.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
Even then, bro. Like, cause me, I've never really had like the tendency to like chat out people on Facebook. So like for me, it's like really like out of sight, out of mind.
Absolutely.
So then do we want to go to the time where you guys watched Papa Bear, or do we want
to
jump?
Yeah, no, you have to. Okay. Yeah.
Let's do that one summer. Yeah.
But you thought it was short because I don't remember too much about. Like I remember.
No, me, I wasn't really like you guys came. The red van, caravan.
Shout out to the caravan, man.
and I remember for me, I was starting grade 9, so that summer I was at Head Start like every day.
Yeah.
But school.
I remember that.
You guys were chilling every day, and then I guess they shipped you to Papa Albert's house.
Yeah, we went to school.
I don't know why. Who was at our house?
No, but the basement, the basement wasn't. The basement wasn't.
Oh, true. Yeah, so y'all could talk about like how it was over there, but I just remember you guys were over there, and then I'd see you guys after school type thing.
Fam, during the day, what we would do is play ball outside, like you know how the rim was already bent down, so every man was just yamming on that thing, dunking. But it was so hot,
I think if
you only play 10 minutes at a time, Doug.
I think what we would do, we'll go out to go play ball, we come back, and all we do is that we put like our shirt like on the refrigerator.
We put our shirts in the freezer.
It was mad hot.
Mad hot, bro. And then I remember in the night, we would sneak around the house.
Oh yeah, easy.
Like,
yeah.
Like we were sneaking around. The house.
Wait, who was it?
Dog was on some racks. This guy got like, I knew the house the most, so I would kind of be in the front, like we'd be, you know, sneaking around. We get in the stairs. This man Paul, after only being in the house for like a couple hours, like, yo, chill, don't touch that stair. If you touch that stair, it'll squeak. Everybody will listen. But I remember being like, y'all know me. Like, I'm like, I gotta put it to the test. Like, and if you tell me not to do something, especially back then, that's exactly what I'm gonna do. Like, so I put my foot on it. I'm like, okay, bet. So I keep going up. He's like, yo, skip that one. I skipped that one. but then, yeah, man, that's what I remember from that trip. But I barely even have that, bro. Like, for me, I remember at one point in our relationship, we did not know each other, bro.
Nope.
We did not know each other, bro.
So I think the timeline is, we moved, and then when we moved, like sometime in, like when we were gone, y'all also moved. Mm-hmm. So when we come back to visit, y'all gone. But then we had that one summer we just talked about where we all linked up in Toronto. And then another memory I have of that is when we would go outside to play. This one time we came back and your mom just gave us, like, ended us ice cubes, and she's like, "Here, take these ice cubes and go with them."
That was dinner, man.
But then yeah, I was like, "Man, it's gonna melt, bro." But that was dinner, bro. That's what we had. But after that summer, I think that was when the real separation began, because after that it was radio silence.
How long was it? It was,
I think, 4 years, bro.
Yeah, probably something like 4 years.
2016 probably. 2016 is when we met.
2016, we're already full swing.
No, we're talking about that one summer we went, I think, with the caravan. Yeah, when we stayed.
No, relax, no, relax, no, relax.
That was 2016.
2016 was that first Christmas when we all came back together.
Yeah. We're talking about when you went in the summertime. If you on a day, chez Papa Albert. Yeah, and that's a long time ago,
that's
bro.
That was early 2010s.
I don't even think it was. It can be early 10s.
Because we moved end of 08.
It was either 09.
Yeah.
Okay, then 09, because we moved end of 08, so that next year was, we moved December. We moved December 08. Okay, so New Year's sense. For us was in Ajax. Okay, so it might have been 09.
No, because we moved 2007.
Mm-hmm.
We moved 2007 and y'all moved 08? Yeah, so it was in
09. Yeah. 09, yeah.
Okay.
It was in 09 then.
Okay.
And then radio science till what, 15, bro?
Till 20.
But till 16.
No,
it was, because me and Jeremy had a link, bro.
Wait,
we have to get that to that first.
Because that was before we contacted, like, before we even seen you guys, bro. So I remember Jeremy reached out. And I think you were like, "Yeah, me and Ruth were gonna be in Mississauga visiting a friend." And then he's like, "If you guys have any time, like, you know, come down on one morning and just catch up."
Actually, no, that wasn't how it began.
How did it begin?
We had visitors who came from Europe, and we were showing them around Toronto. And then I'm like, I just had it in mind. I'm like, okay, I'm trying to see them, like, what's good. Because even at that point, like, we had rekindled somewhat on, like, social media. So, like, we had each other on social media. Mm-hmm. Like, we were commenting on, like, I remember seeing Kylo coming on our stuff here and there.
Loki, Jim, but that was your best part of your life. We killing them.
I was super, I was super happy. But, and you know what's funny? I was almost...
You were apprehensive.
I was absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I was absolutely apprehensive and, like, shy to, like, just click add friend, because it felt almost like a bit like, what like I shouldn't have to add this, and this was like,
I was like, weird. Why is this guy adding me?
it felt weird. It's like, I shouldn't even have to click this, bro. This should have been automatic, bro. Like, as soon as this account was made, that should have been like a priority. So we were in Toronto visiting. Then I had texted you a couple of days before, actually, and then I was like, "Hey, we're downtown Toronto, like, if you can." This guy T talking about, "Oh, bro, that's deep, man." it is. In retrospect, like, from where y'all stay, it's.
And at that age,
we weren't even driving.
We weren't driving, so that's mad trains. So I was like, So to me, it was like, okay. So, like, for 2 days, we couldn't do it. And then I hit you up again. I'm like, okay, like, we're going to be leaving or doing this. Like, anytime, I'll even come in the morning if we can squeeze in like a cool quick one. And Teddy was like, "All right, come at this time." And it was what time did I come at?
It's like 8, right?
Yeah, 8 a.m. Yeah, because I told him 8 a.m. because we had to be out of the city at like a certain time or whatever. So That I remember.
Seven, was it not, bro? That was mad it early. I feel like that was way earlier than eight, bro.
Yeah, I feel like it might have been even earlier. I feel like it might have been even earlier.
I don't know, but yeah.
It was between like 6 or 8.
Oh, chill, no 6 is that.
Bro, no, I really feel like it was. It was between the 6 and 8, bro. Because
it was mad.
Bro, but
was,
I don't think it was closer to...
daylight, bro, outside, bro. Huh? It was daylight outside.
But it was mad. It was cold, bro. Like the dew was still out on the grass or whatever. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was pretty chilly that morning. So then we were like, okay, I'll come. And I remember that DLC, bro. I couldn't really sleep. I was too excited. I'm like, okay, this is going to happen. I woke up mad early, showered, everything got ready. I looked outside the hotel window, turned the car.
Starter?
Yeah. Make sure it's warm up. I hop in the whip, bro. And I did the trek. I didn't care about the traffic, bro. Me, I was just, I got to do this. Mm-hmm. I get off the highway. Now that I know by heart now, GPS, everything. I pull up to the house. Park. I'm in the car. I call Teddy. Doesn't pick up. So I just sit there. I'm like, okay, no, it's all good. I call Teddy again. He doesn't pick up. Now I'm thinking, I don't drove over an hour. Mad early, dog.
Dog, I was at the window like...
Beacon, this guy was not picking up. I think I might have called you like 3-4 times. This guy was not picking up, bro. I was so defeated. But then the rest is on you, dog.
Wait, did you ring the doorbell at all?
No.
Oh, what?
I didn't ring it. I called you straight. Because I also didn't want to ring it and then have, like, the Dukes come down or something.
I remember I was sleeping, but it was a light sleep. And then out of nowhere, I just wake up. And as soon as I woke up, for some reason, everything clicked. Like, I understood. Like, when I woke up, I understood that Jeremy was downstairs, bro. Like, I understood that for some reason. Because downstairs.
No, because
oh yeah, you were sleeping. Yeah.
It was literally all one motion. So wake up, I'm already taking the blanket off, dashing downstairs, bro. So I dash downstairs and open the door and come out running. I'm like, yo. But then that's what I remember, and then we dapped it out, hugged it out, and then we went to Tim Hortons.
We went downstairs first.
Oh, word.
Yeah, we went downstairs. We first went downstairs. We're kicking it downstairs, and it was so sad, but it was also like heartwarming at the same time, because I only had like a few minutes. I legit drove like an hour and some, just for like a few minutes, because I had to get back because we were leaving. Mm. But so we had to compact, like close to 10 years, close to a decade. Mm-hmm. In like a few minutes, it was damn near impossible. So we went downstairs, we're talking, bro. We talked so quick, so fast, because we just had to get through them. And then you went to wake up Los.
Yo, Kalo.
Yo, knock, knock, knock. Yo, Kalo. Shiremi's here. you know that West Brooklyn.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, bro? Yeah, that was me. I was like, wait, what? And then I hear you guys talking again. I rip my blanket OC, rip that thing, open the door. I see him. I was like, yo.
Yeah, that's great.
It's been so long, bro. So like, long. To me, the name Jeremy didn't even register for me. Who the heck is Jeremy, bro?
Crazy.
But, yeah.
Bro, that in that basement, it was just pure happiness that morning. It was just too happiness. So then I had to start going back, and then T felt bad that he wasn't picking up. So we went to Tim Hortons, and the drive was also hefty. So we went to Tim's, grabbed he paid for it.
Donuts.
Got me a little breakfast, and then dropped my phone, not knowing when the next time would be. And I think that was also like another sad part, because it's like, yeah, like we came out here, but
I don't know when's the next time. That was 2015. That's when we brought that technology.
And that almost didn't happen because there was an unfortunate circumstance that happened the day of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, no.
No, but I'm saying
that me and Fud, like, with you guys, like, avant, like that.
Papa's birthday?
Yeah, bro.
Were you there? And also, I know Paul was at Tutu's thing, bro. Was it just Paul?
I was there.
At Tutu's thing where Paul was telling you that he drove there to Tutu's church.
Yeah, both you guys were there.
You don't remember?
I love it.
I remember I met Kalo at, I remember we saw each other before, because me and Ben wasn't there.
At Tutu's church, that's what I'm saying,
Okay, but for us, for me, but that was the year, because we started that summer, but then after that, I think that winter went over for you guys' business, but, So that summer, I think, who was it? Papa Abdel, right? Papa Abdel? Yeah, so they had a whole event for party for him. So then that day, my papa and Paul had to go pick up one of our family members at the airport. So I had to pick him up, and then
to drop him.
No, pick him up. And then after that, so we're driving. Et puis, papa, comme, yo, guys, papa, il y a un truc là, un peu, on va aller, c'est comme, okay, cool. So, we pull up, and I kid you not. So we see him. This is no cap.
See who?
Like them. Come, yo, yeah. They zoom right back.
Oh!
On me, these guys, they were in the kitchen, doing stuff. Come, okay, whatever.
We said that.
Like, oh, you good? Dap up. You got left right after.
Oh, we came and dapped you guys, then just cut.
And then you guys moving, doing things. Come, all right, cool. So I remember that day because Colin was filming stuff. You guys were calling, and then so Junel gave a speech, and then once Junel gave a speech, you guys came to come talk to us. You guys good? Yeah, yo, what you guys doing? Something like whatever. We talked, and then after that, I think it was like
y'all cut like, without saying nothing.
No, but thing is though, it wasn't our fault because it was the guy that they picked up. I'm kind of tired. I had a flight to London. And then Papa's like, just cut without me saying bye.
I remember I was looking because it was around the time where we started taking pictures of like the young core and all that.
That huge picture.
Yeah. I was looking around and I was like, yo, where are these guys? And then I look, I don't even see Papa's. I know, I'm like, yo, these guys opted without telling us?
What year was that?
You guys ran out of pictures.
16.
What year was that party?
2016.
No, it can't be 16. Okay, it was not in 2016.
I'm pretty sure it was even before.
Can't be 2016.
It was 16 or something.
It was the year of the World Cup.
Then it was 16,
bro.
Yeah.
It was just the World Cup. Yeah. No. It
was 16.
It was the World Cup or it was the year of the.
Because it was by 61st.
Yeah.
It was 2016 because Ruth had graduated.
Yes, 26. But then.
Yeah, 2016.
But then, Lord knows, I don't know how, but like that. But though, that same year, we had our first clutch link up.
Link. Everybody, that was literally one of.
That's Jeremy, bro. Yeah. Jeremy's the one who.
Yeah. One of my favorite
link ups.
What was it? How long were you guys there for?
Legit a week.
A week, right?
Yeah.
That was like one of the best weeks for me. I was just happy the whole time, bro.
Geeking, bro.
Yeah. Cause it was
when I came down, cause I remember I was at the gym that day, bro.
Yeah, you came.
So then I came downstairs. My boy dropped me because we work out together, and then I see. I think the Mazda. So I come in the house, and I see Pops, bro, and it just felt good, bro. It felt good because it almost didn't happen, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then I go downstairs and I see all three of you guys. Plus, no, I seen Ruth before I even seen you guys.
Because
Ruth was upstairs, so even that, it felt good to see her. Because we had all seen each other prior to that link, but I hadn't seen Ruth since we were kids, though. So, so even that felt good. Going downstairs and just seeing you guys déjà assis on the couch, bro.
Ah, that hit.
It hit, bro.
That year, we had a, I'll never forget this because again, as everybody mentioned, it almost didn't happen. The timeline was mad. It was December, so we have this event at church, with the church. So we had like this gala. We do the gala, and we're supposed to leave town the next day to drive down to Toronto. We do the gala. Me, I was too geeked, bro. Like, yeah, the gala was nice and whatever, but really, was this whatever to me? The morning we're supposed to take off, legit, like minutes before. You know me, I was already in bed, dressed, backpacked. Just sitting, waiting, waiting for the dudes to be like,
"Did you drive?"
I drove. Friend, you think I was gonna let anybody else? I was too excited. Then, minutes before we leave, I hear the dudes on the phone. I hear too much talking. I'm like, "This is too much talking for a road trip, bro. Like, you're supposed to just business." So then, mom's comes in. She's like, "This happened." Sit down for a bit and we're gonna see what's gonna happen.
You know what happened to me, bro. I
laid back on my bed. I just sunk. I was like, I cannot believe this. We're finally about to link back up again, and it is taken away from me.
I was hella confused, yo. No, because I remember, like I remember she came out a little bit. I'm bounced, and then I see that everybody like
everybody was in their own rooms.
So then I go first. She read the room. She was emotional. She come home. Like I and then after that I go to Jami. She didn't come. And then Jami like, yo, bro, we're not going. And Jami told me we're not going. She come. What? Like I was confused. Like I was so confused because no one told me that was going on until like I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Oh. So I think what happened that morning is. I honestly think our parents just seen how defeated we were, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, we were mad sad. I think they seen how sad we were, and then they're like, okay, let's just go. Thank God. When mom said, on part, hold on, I grabbed everybody's back, bro. Like, let's throw them in the whip. Let's go.
I choose to believe that even if that didn't happen, there was going to be a link coming. Because you would have, because that next year we linked up again for Christmas.
Yeah, but every other link that came afterwards all started off with that one in 2016. Yeah. Like, if that one in 2016 doesn't happen, bro.
You don't think we're still here today? I think we're still here.
I think we're here, but we miss out on some on
yeah,
on
yeah,
some
yeah,
more
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
I feel like
all
we can do. Because 2017 off a weekend?
Was that another link?
I don't think it was. Like, was
had
mom's birthday.
Weekend back and forth to Vondo.
Was that the next link of mom's birthday?
Yeah.
After that Christmas?
Yeah, because mom's birthday was in 2017. Yeah. We were looking at it yesterday.
Yeah, but even if like, because that link at Christmas that year created like that, like because like that link created clutch, bro. And I'll never forget that day. Mez did not sleep. We were up like. In the booth.
Oh yeah,
man! Just beats playing on loops.
Almost damn near in the dark during the day, fam. People were trying to come to the base. They were like, "Nah, yo, we're in the studio. We're in the studio, bro. Right, stay upstairs."
I still have mine too.
For me, that wasn't even my favorite part. My favorite part was. When I seen like that majority, we're all like Bron fans. Cause remember that Christmas day was Warriors, Cavs, and that was when Kyrie like they came back. Mm-hmm. Like Steph was having a bad game, then he figures it out late, but then Kyrie closes it, and you know just to see like how excited Paul is, you know, to see LeBron doing his thing. And you know, how we all, like,
ooh, that was a big game,
that
though.
Was a big game.
When Kyrie hit that, I had to
Paul
give it
was
to him.
Excited
and
to see
RJ,
it.
Like, RJ yelled on him on the.
Yeah.
Clay.
So to see our favorite player, man, like, because Bron, like, one of my favorite plays in that game is, like, when Bron cut, when Kyrie cut from one side, LeBron cut from the other one. And then Kyrie passed it to Bron, and Bron dunked it with two and just
two.
Like,
And another thing about that link is, although although we spent a week out there, that's not where it stopped. Because you remember after the week there, we came back here for New Year's, but then y'all came down here too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And we linked up Shishi Papa Simon on those days, like after when we finished the New Year's service, we went over. So we linked up again in that same.
What's holiday. Great also about that link is that, yeah, it linked us. But it linked avec le papa Albert aussi.
Everybody,
it was great vibes. Me, there was a moment where I was sitting in the stairs, and then we were all. I have a snap, and then you're wearing your sweater like that white one. That was clean.
Yeah.
And everybody, we're all just sitting on salon. It's Marthe, it's Meda, it's Ruth, it's Lanik, and even them. I think that night they talked jusqu'à comme 6h du matin. And I was even they needed that link, because that was something, man, honestly.
And that link will let that guy to clutch.
Yeah.
Like to try.
That link led to clutch and linked us. So it's like people don't understand, but this the reason. Man,
like this started like when we were like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, man.
Mm-hmm. Like a long time ago.
I still
a long
time ago. This one time, we were fresh in Canada. You guys were at the Papa Simon, and I was coming upstairs from upstairs. I was coming upstairs, and then I saw Kado and Tiki there. And then John, you were talking to one of them. I was low-key scared. To be fair, yeah, I was low-key scared. I'm like, okay. You guys, so that's why I don't recall any time that I talked to you guys at all. The first year that we came
to Canada. Yeah.
I don't recall any conversation that I had with Kado or
you. Me, like what I remember so like distinctly, like I was like I think Kado était comme Sean Marion. I don't know why every time I saw Sharon, I'm like, yo, Kalo, yeah.
Bro, he was young.
Every time I killed you, because that was when I started to actually like enjoy basketball, and the Suns they were our favorite team. And now I'm like, yo, Kalo, I see.
That's a Kalo. That's
Kalo. I swear, the Suns I'm near you.
Oh man, and that's remember, different, bro.
Yeah, like I remember this one time, like I was sitting in salon, I watching tape. I'm about to my like laptop back then, and then I was in the Suns, and then I remember it was on the fast break. Like something's going on Friday's break, and then Zadim started behind me, and then some Marion like Yandish come, yeah, Kalo, yes, and then something like, yo, it's not Kalo, it's not Sean Marion. I don't know why, but Kalo was Sean Marion.
Hey, bro, I'll take
man.
It.
I Sean, man.
Same form.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but to me, like, what's the most like crazy thing about us, like, it's just our growth, though.
Mm-hmm.
And all our growth is like the fact that, like, even though like we're distant, like through the years, like, so like that base, like the roots of us is like our link and like our connection just is stayed.
It remained the same, yeah.
Like it remained through, like, you know, like even she, like, you know, you spent years not talking or like next to each other, like. Like to me, it's crazy how like our first link, it felt like so like natural. It flowed. Cause yeah, I look at just you guys like that one time, but you moved to the one time, but like, it wasn't like a real like sit down. Like,
yeah.
So you know like that. So you know like that link was our first like actually the real like our first time actually like talking, sitting down, and actually you know doing this all. So to me, like, yo, like was looking back. Everything to the youths to now to the link 2016, yeah. That shit come down. Like, not only have you come a long way, but like, we're gonna get together. Mm-hmm. To me, says it's like that's what that's just clutch, you know?
Yeah, because after the link in 2016, I think Teddy and I were speaking, and we kind of understood the fact that at this point, maintaining like this relationship and like this bond was not dependent on our parents anymore. Like, we have to take matters into our own hands, and like, if we wanted this to be a thing, like, we had to be the ones to chase this and to keep it and work at it. And that's after that one. That's where me, I threw them aside, bro. To me, it was it's not even about them anymore. And I think actually, Ben, you might be right. I think in 2017 we went down there for All-Star Weekend.
Yeah. Even like Kylo and I, we've hopped on buses a couple times and trains to come down here. So yeah, it was really on us, man. There was really no excuse at that point, because we're all like. At that point, we're all touching, like, we're all in our 20s or touching 20. So it was really on us.
Yeah, no. What's elite about the squad is that we notice the same things.
Yeah.
It's like something could happen, and we just look at each other like that.
Yeah.
And we already know what we're talking about, bro. I love that.
Literally could have a full conversation with people in our midst, and they're not even part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And it rubs people the wrong way, you'll see.
It really does. Yeah.
What are you guys laughing about? Care to share? It's no like, inside fam. Jokes. I'm serious.
It's literally, inside jokes are too deep. Like, if I just do this, like, I already know, like, what, you know, like, is this how deep you are? Like, and it's to me, it's the best game, honestly. Mm.
Basta.
Hey, that's absolutely right.
He's my teacher.
Because it's been too long. We had like the drought where there was the separation and all. But since then, we have spent so much time together. Do you guys think we've made up for the lost time?
Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Bro, we just spent 2 weeks together.
I don't know, man.
What?
Huh? No, like, we spent a lot of time, but like, bro, like, years passed, bro.
That's true, years passed, but like, I feel like I'm seeing it, like, we've touched everything that needs to be touched and some.
But yeah, maybe. But the thing is, like, 08-09 when like, or 07 when you guys moved, like we were really just at the beginning though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. We were really just at the beginning, like it was just starting to flourish a little bit. But yeah, we definitely made up ground, and let's keep it a buck. The fact that, I know for whoever's listening, it's gonna sound weird, but the fact that we're all like 6'3", 6'4", and beyond, dog, like, if one of y'all was like 5'10",
it'd be different.
If Jeremy was 5'10", like, yo, maybe I don't come down to the door when he comes to soccer. <then. laughs> Through and through, like, I don't think I have any regrets about how it is, because we're here anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here kind of like at the peak of our powers anyways. So, because now, like, we're all working. So we all have the means to kind of do what we want to do, whereas like if we were together even back then, it still would have been like, you know, need a ride here, need a ride there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was meant to be.
And like, imagine if y'all mean they're not like this, imagine if y'all mean like in 15, like if y'all mean like he kind of drove all the way to Ajax, you know, feel me? So like, I feel like those like little like details make up for everything.
It makes you appreciate it more.
Exactly.
Yeah. Our wives are gonna have to understand the flex, man. Honestly, because
that's part of the reason this podcast, bro. The initiation is sitting there and listening to all of this.
Understand the flex,
a little crash course.
Yeah, it's we've been around, man, from time. Mm. Been around from time. So for anybody listening out there, that explains it.
Like at the wedding, you're like, you know, like, you're at the wedding, the rite, and then
someone asked you to move away because you got my family?
Low key, I was gonna bring.
We ain't got name drop.
I didn't want a name drop, but like, you brought it up, so if you're listening, I'm gonna have to tell the story. But yeah, man, we were sitting, bro. And I was gonna get up just because, like, keep the peace. It's Ruth's wedding. Mm-hmm. You know, if Joel's family needs to come in, like, I'm gonna keep the peace. And if I'm gonna stand, I'm gonna stand closer. So, I was definitely gonna do it. But then, like, as soon as I sat back down, I was like, what? Fam, like, dog, like, our families are like the first families to know each other in this country, dog. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's like, why am I gonna get up, bro?
on the one,
yeah.
So that's so for y'all that whoever said whatever they said, man, we're family. We're Ritz family. We're family.
On so the ones I didn't.
We're gonna be sitting front row.
Yeah, I didn't understand why y'all were even sitting. Yo, relax.
No harm, no foul, man. But
it's just a weird they didn't know. They didn't know. So
I didn't even understand why you guys were sitting in the back sections. Yeah. I was like, yo, because I walked in, you guys were off to my right. I was like, for what,
bro? Yeah, no harm,
just,
no foul.
Yeah, they didn't know. It's fine.
You didn't know.
Bro, we would have kept the peace, but they were working.
Sinon, on allait être assis juste derrière les Jérémy, bro.
But they were working very hard that day.
Yeah, they were. So, yeah.
So I understand them not knowing. And it's not like it's something that we showed people that, like, we've known each other since. You know what I mean? But it was definitely different, bro.
Because, low key, if y'all had been sitting directly behind me.
It was mad space. We could have actually sat
behind there were empty chairs behind us too.
But then again, I mean, most of them were like texting around the back.
Were we texting during the wedding?
Yes,
yeah.
Especially that one.
Yo, but yeah, because even on the other side, like the. I feel like we were supposed to walk in when they, like, y'all were supposed to introduce a family. We were the ones that were supposed to walk in for y'all. But that didn't happen. It just happened on his side. But. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Family is family, man.
And I always tell people, see, like, if you know one of these guys, then you know me. Like there isn't that much of a difference between me and these folks. Mm-hmm. Like, you know me, you know them, and that's it. And I'm always saying that, like, you know anybody in my family, you know me.
Mm-hmm. In our families, they always say, like, you guys are all the same.
They do.
Yes.
These guys do not like us together.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're all different in our own ways, but, like, man, we're all laughing at the same thing.
The same, like, so our laughs are like so equal, same level, same type of laugh too. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like,
I remember seeing a snap of you guys cleaning up l'église. And then y'all were on opposite sides.
Oh, yeah.
Something happened, but you guys both looked at each other and just started dying, bro. Like, and whatever happened probably wasn't even that loud, but you guys understood though.
It was inconspicuous, but fam, me and Paul were dying at that thing, bro. You were standing on the other side of church, bro. I just looked at him. He looked at me. It was over.
It is, man.
You know those looks?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that Kobe meme when you just
your
head over.
It's like a little side eye, man.
Yeah. That's what you forget, man. Yeah. So yeah, man. This the bench warmers.
Stop playing with them.